This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day, baby, and it's gonna be such a good night tonight. I'm so excited about it. We have bug eating. That doesn't sound like fun. We're gonna make so much fun. A dome tonight.
I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and we're present. And to be
I'm sorry, we'll get back to that. Joe Biden today met with the South Korean president, and that didn't go very well. Alvin Bragg, still a weapons-grade piece of crap. An update on the Trump trial upcoming in Manhattan. Office Space, no, not the classic movie. There's a lot of it out there. We'll discuss why and what's going on there. And the Pentagon celebrating the departure of Tucker Carlson. That, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and I almost forgot, like 45 minutes from now, Selena Zito is going to join us. You remember, she's the one that has the pulse of voters. She doesn't hang in political circles. She doesn't even fly on planes. She doesn't drive on highways. She drives the back roads of the Rust Belt and talks to normal people. I want to talk about these Soros DAs like Alvin Bragg. I want to know what's going on there. She has a skinny there. I want to know what voters are thinking about Biden, Trump, DeSantis, the unvarnished truth. We'll get to all that. I do want to get to this one first, though, and I'll be honest. I'm going to get to it just because it made me laugh and it reminded me of something. This is the email I got. Jesse, I am on my laptop. I can hear you, Jesse Kelly, and on the left corner of my laptop screen, I see a picture of you, and the caption says, TV starts now, iHeart, under that caption, The Jesse Kelly Show. I thought I would be able to see your TV show. And I am not making fun of this person. I get trapped in my own bubble. We all are victims of getting trapped in our own bubbles. And I do forget, that we have new listeners. I forget I have new viewers. I forget that this electronic technological world is so confusing. So I just thought, as a PSA before we get into Biden and everything else today, that I should clarify something for you. All right. I have a 3-hour show, radio show. You're listening right now to a radio show. Not a television show. All right. No, Chris, I'm not even going to do the butt. I'm not even telling them about the simulcast right now. I'm not doing the butt. This is a 3-hour radio show, meaning it's an audio show. I know this is different and it's not normal, but it's been done before. I also have a TV show on top of that. It's on the First TV, which you can watch on DirecTV or the app or any way you want. It's on at 9 p.m. Eastern every night. It's a 1-hour show. So I have a radio show and a TV show. That is a lot of talking in any given day, and I realize that's not, it's not normal, but it's been done before. You guys have done it before. I kind of lucked into both of it. I don't know how to explain it, but if you can hear me and you can't see me, it's because you're listening to the radio show, not watching the TV show, all right? All right, now before we get into the eating of the bugs and the Alvin Bragg and the Selena Zito and everything else, I'm gonna play something for you. I'm doing this before we get to Biden or Dome or anything else today. Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, is running for president now. She went on the news today, and she said something. I don't want to say it made me mad, because it didn't. It almost gave me kind of one of those scoff, snicker type things. Well, here's what Nikki Haley said.
They're alleging that the Republican governor has waged a, quote,
She's being asked, by the way, about Disney and Ron DeSantis in Florida.
They're alleging that the Republican governor has waged a, quote, relentless campaign to weaponize government power over the company. What is your reaction to that, as we still have yet to see him jump officially into the race?
You know, as governor, I took a double-digit unemployment state and I turned it into an economic powerhouse. Businesses were my partners, because if you take care of your businesses, you take care of your economy takes care of the people, and everyone wins. And so that's the way we dealt with it. South Carolina was a very anti-woke state. It still is. And if Disney would like to move their hundreds of thousands of jobs to South Carolina and bring the billions of dollars with them, I'll let them know. I'll be happy to meet them in South Carolina and introduce them to the governor and the legislature that would welcome it.
If Disney wants to come to South Carolina, we'd welcome it because of the tax money? Do I have that right? Chris, Michael, I just want to make sure I do have that right, right? I heard that correctly. Okay. We've brought this up in the past on the show, but it's been a while. Whenever Gay Pride Month comes, and it's coming like a freight train once again, in June it'll be here, and we're all going to have to deal with rainbow everything like we do with everything else. It's the absolute nightmare. When that day comes, what you'll see is a bunch of people on the right pointing out the different advertising campaigns a company will do here versus an advertising campaign the company will do overseas. And because all conservatism has ever been is pointing out the hypocrisy, what they'll do is they'll point out, I bring this one up often because it's the last one I remember, they'll point out Mercedes. Mercedes will advertise in America and it'll be a big rainbow Mercedes ad. And then they'll point out all the Mercedes ads in Saudi Arabia or anywhere over there, and it's just the normal Mercedes ad. And normally what they're doing, always what they're doing, is they're saying, look at what a hypocrite you are, Mercedes. You're not actually for this. But once again, the right is completely missing it. In Saudi Arabia, a corporation doesn't have the right to unzip its pants and pee all over the values of Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia, you can do business there. You won't be oppressed there. You pay your taxes. Everyone wins, all these kinds of things. But in Saudi Arabia, just because you're a corporation doesn't mean you get the right to declare war on the children of Saudi Arabia. And why is that? Because Saudi Arabia is interested in still being Saudi Arabia 100 years from now. And America is not. Come to South Carolina for the tax dollars? This is what you want in your state?
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and like our leadership over there has been so welcoming to like my like not at all secret gay agenda. And so like I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess like something must have happened in the last, like they are turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that like momentum that I felt, like that sense of, I don't have to be afraid. Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's in the background, this, like I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to like, if you see anything queer.
Oh, please come to South Carolina, baby. We want the tax money. No, I don't mind if you're going to absolutely rub my child's face in as much rainbow propaganda and social conditioning as humanly possible. Who cares about that when we got tax dollars, baby? Gosh, if I could frame a 30-second TV interview for why the communists have conquered this nation, conquered every single cultural institution, I would frame that pathetic interview Nikki Haley just did. What a despicable, disgusting, nutless party we have. This is why the monsters have taken over the country. This is exactly why this kind of patheticness, unwilling, unable to speak boldly, to even protect our children. They're chopping off young boys' penises. They're taking 13-year-old girls and lopping their breasts off so they never get to nurse again. And the GOP gives television interviews about how welcome they'll be. Just pay those taxes, Disney. We got your back. Pathetic. Pathetic. And I'll tell you what, people write in all the time about they're mad because I'm hard on this candidate. I'm hard on Trump. I'm hard on DeSantis. I'm hard on these people. I give you my word, I'm going to bullwhip all of these people every single day they give me a microphone, because what I have been given for leadership so far is not good enough. And what you have been given for leadership is not good enough. And I demand better than what I've been given. I'm sorry, I'm going to let it go, but I just saw that and it freaking steamed me off so daggone badly. Support Disney. You people make me sick. Don't support Disney. Cancel your Disney Plus. Don't go to the park. Don't go to the newest Marvel movie. Let child groomers know you don't support them. Yeah. And on the subject, by the way, do you still have Verizon? AT&T? T-Mobile? Your cell phone bill gets paid automatically every month. Everyone does it. Everyone gives them their credit card. They take the money out every single month. Are you making a monthly automatic payment to communists who want to groom your children? Because Verizon does. AT&T does. T-Mobile does. PureTalk doesn't. They're right there. They'll make you pay less. Same 5G network. You keep your phone and keep your number. Let's do better, all of us. Myself included. Let's do better. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, all right? That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Stop supporting communist grooming scum.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, are you doing okay? Have you had, oh gosh, it is Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton was underrated back in the day. If you were, yes, he was, Chris. Look, I'm older than you, so you didn't have the middle school dance in the seventh grade, and Bolton came on, and you just knew that she was wrapped around your little finger, pal. Thank you, Michael, if you're listening. I love you. Now, let's get on to a couple things here. I'm done with the Nikki Haley stuff. I'm done yelling. I'm sorry I yelled. You know, I don't like losing my temper on the air. You don't need that stress in your life. I don't need that stress in my life. I'm fine. I'm not even mad anymore. No, seriously. I've been talking to the wife about this and the kids. The wife has been telling me, hey, you need to work on your temper on the road. And I've been explaining to them how I haven't raised my voice at anybody in forever on the road. I really haven't. I haven't raised my voice. I don't even remember the last time I honked my horn. I don't even know if it works anymore. I may not even have a functioning horn. I'm so calm. And then they were riding with me the other day, and I said, go, lady, because the left light, the green light turned left, so she should go. But she was texting on her phone, and she didn't go. And I said, go, lady. And I don't even think my voice is really that elevated. And they acted like that was me losing my temper when I was fine. I wasn't even mad at that lady. I was more helping her. I was like, go, lady, do you need help with your groceries or something? That was more what I was implying there. That's all I'm saying. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And also remember, Selena Zito's joining us next because Alvin Bragg's in the news again. Alvin Bragg, surprise, surprise, is trying to limit Donald Trump's access to evidence. Now, this goes into all kinds of legal stuff that I certainly don't understand. I know enough lawyers to understand that I don't understand it. But essentially, Donald Trump and his team, his legal team, should be able to have access to all the evidence Alvin Bragg has. And Alvin Bragg, because he's a dirty communist who's there to arrest Donald Trump, is trying to block him from gaining access to that. Now, everyone knows who Alvin Bragg is now. But even with all the talk of a bunch of Soros-funded DAs and Soros this and Soros that, even with a bunch of that kind of talk, we don't understand some of the details on how these guys get there. Because it really doesn't make sense, does it? You have a prosecutor. The prosecutor's job is to lock up violent criminals. That's what society has always wanted them to do. And now we have all these prosecutors who are there to do something else. And frankly, they're there to do the opposite. So how does that happen? Who funds them? How do the funds get from Soros to them? What are the details? Are these guys campaigning that way? Selena Zito is going to join us next because she's all over another one of these guys. And I think it'll help us all understand the Alvin Braggs of the world and maybe help us combat that at least a little bit. Now, I don't know about you. I am committed to stopping these prosecutors. In fact, I have a shared firm commitment.
I also affirmed our shared commitment. We together shared our firm shared commitment to stand with the people of Ukraine.
Exactly. That's where I'm at too, Joe. Joe was out there today. He was doing the drunk man's walk with the Big Cheese in South Korea today. I can't play it for you here because this is radio, but if you caught a little video of Joe Biden walking across the lawn with the South Korean leader, it looked like he just finished off 14 beers at Red Lobster and was trying to walk in the house without the wife figuring out that's what he was doing. But hey, baby, four more years. Four more years.
Laborers, iron workers, operating engineers, steel metal workers, women and men right here in this room. And by the way, almost all our investments requires employers to pay prevailing wage and use registered employment.
And use what now? To pay prevailing wage and use that baby. That's pretty impressive stuff. Oh, He was up there trying to make a pitch for why he's a good candidate to run in 2024.
70% of
Sorry, this is a little long. I may interrupt. I may not. I do that sometimes. But anyway, here he is.
70% of Americans, including a majority of Democrats, believe you shouldn't run again. What do you say to them? What do you say to those Americans who are watching and aren't convinced? You've said you can beat Trump again. Do you think you're the only one?
I may not be the only one, but I know him well, and I know the danger he presents to our democracy, and we've been down this road before. And with regard to age, you know, and polling data, I notice the polling data I keep hearing about is that I'm between 42 and 46% favorable rating, et cetera. And but everybody running for re-election in this time has been in the same position. There's nothing new about that. You're making it sound like Biden's really underwater. Number one. Number two, when the same polling data asks whether they think what kind of job I've done, it gets overwhelmingly positive results. From 58% thinking everything from the CHIPS Act and all the things we've done. You know, we've created, like I said,
I love how he couldn't think of anything but the CHIPS Act. From the CHIPS Act to the, just all of it.
We've created 12 million new jobs. We've created 800,000 manufacturing jobs. We have economic growth moving. And so things are moving. And the reason I'm running again is there's a job to finish. The other thing is that, look, you know, think about what I inherited when I got elected. I inherited a nation in overwhelming debt.
Okay, well, that's the pitch. I'll tell you what, let's step away from this stuff and step into this Soros-funded DA world. How in the world, how do you get an Alvin Bragg? Let's talk to Selena Zito about that, and I want to talk to her, too, about Biden, about Trump. How does the public view these people right now? Because you and I are always in a bubble. Whatever, whether it's pro or against, we're in a bubble. The hyper-informed people like us, we live in a bubble. Let's step out of our bubbles, and let's also do something else. Let's make sure we are now and always caring for widows and orphans. That is not something that was presented to us as an option. Hey, if you feel like it, just if you have time, try to take care of widows and orphans. If not, it's no big deal. No, we're supposed to take care of widows and orphans. I love Tunnel to Towers, not just because of the history, the heroism. I love Tunnel to Towers because they saw all these widows and orphans from the War on Terror and all these widows and orphans from first responders who are being murdered and ambushed, and they chose to go help, paying off their mortgages, building them entire communities, building smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, doing the work, and all they ask is $11. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and give $11 a month.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm excited about this because I love Selena, and she always has good takes. And joining me now, great writer. She has a great article out today in the Post-Gazette. Selena Zito joins us now. Selena, everyone knows, well, everyone listening to this show knows about George Soros DAs by this point in time. Everyone's well aware of the Alvin Braggs of the world. I loved your article today because it unpacks a bit of how these guys come to be. How do you get some prosecutor in there who doesn't want to prosecute crimes? How's it come to be?
Well, first of all, Jesse, thanks so much for having me on. This is a relatively new phenomenon. It started in American politics around 2015, where these outside groups started donating money to seamlessly harmless entities that usually say, you know, justice for all or PA justice. And the names are very seem harmless, but they started, the money started pouring in initially with money for billionaire George Soros. However, that donation spirit for these justice organizations have expanded. I think that anyone who is listened to you for any length of time or is familiar with Sean King. And so they donate tons of money into these happy sounding entities who want to bring criminal justice reform. And the big get initially was with Larry Krasner in my state in Philadelphia. Unfortunately, on paper, while their ideals sound harmless, in practice, they've had a devastating impact on crime in not just Philadelphia, not just San Francisco, not just Chicago, but even in smaller towns across the country. Traditionally, people don't really pay attention to a district attorney's race. Most of the time, the person that is the county district attorney has been there for years, has been an incumbent, and it's not a race that they've thought about. But now they're very politicized and used as sort of a stepping stone into more progressive and left-wing politics.
Okay, so George Soros, piece of trash, gives a bunch of his money to these various benign-sounding PACs like Color of Change and Real Justice, and then help people understand who don't get it. How does that money going to a PAC, how does it get spent to help some piece of trash communist get elected DA?
Well, the money is split up in a bunch of different ways. It goes part of it goes directly into the campaign, but the other part of it goes into what may not seem as important, however, is very important. It goes into hiring these sort of troll farms, but these, on social media, right, where they instigate and get people out to vote. They also use them for volunteers and for protests. So the money gets dispersed all over the place, and it creates this sense of groundswell and oftentimes intimidation, mostly within Democratic primaries. And because most of these towns have elected Democrats for decades and decades, they tend to be Democrats that have been pretty middle of the road, pretty what I would call normal. And then they're challenged in a primary. These primaries are often closed. And usually in a primary, it is the furthest left or furthest right that shows up. And that's how those elections are won.
Okay, well, what kind of language are the Soros guys using? Are they out there campaigning saying, man, I can't wait to get elected and turn all the rapists loose?
No, of course not. They're pretending to be anything but that. So that was a larger point of my question in the story. The gentleman that's running for DA in Allegheny County, which surrounds Pittsburgh in western Pennsylvania, his name is Matt Dugan, and he is a prosecutor. Now, that immediately raises flags with victims groups because prosecutors tend to work on the other side, right? And so victims groups are sort of, you know, they're getting smarter about this, and they're saying, hey, we don't want someone who's been prosecuting, defending public defenders. We don't want someone that's been defending criminals to now run the DA's office. But the language that they use is very benign, as you said. And it doesn't reflect sort of this idea that it's going to be bad for a community until they have power and you start to see the impact in crime rate by the amount of people who get arrested and right back out and then oftentimes commit a more even dangerous or deadly crime.
Selena, all right, we're going to shift gears here just because I don't have forever with you, and I want to get to this. Joe Biden announces he's running for re-election. I obviously can't stand him. I laughed because I don't think he's actually going to run for re-election. I think they're going to kick him out and put Gavin Newsom in. But setting all that stuff aside, my hatred for Joe Biden is well known. That's not exactly breaking news. Do the people you talk to in Rust Belt swing states who don't listen to the Jesse Kelly Show for some reason – do they hate him?
They look at him as incompetent and incapable and have not. And while the line coming from the White House is we've done all these things and we've accomplished so much, you know, voters, even voters that voted for him in 2020 for a variety of different reasons. And the polling shows this, but anecdotally, it also reflects this. If I'm just talking to Democrats, Biden is not their choice. I don't think they know who their choice is. They don't really understand who's on the national stage and who would step up. But Biden has been a disappointment.
Selena,
and I should say this. I should add, in all fairness, I don't think that. For a lot of Republican voters, that Trump is the answer. I think that neither man is inevitable within their parties, and I wouldn't be surprised if something very different happened in October of this year.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be wild if we were facing down a Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis general election? It'd be crazy. I guess I guess it remains to be seen. Anyway, go sign up. Gosh, I don't know why I can't talk. Go sign up for Selena Zito's newsletter. It's informative. You will actually learn something from a real journalist. Selena, where do they do that?
SelenaZito.com. You can sign up for my emails. They're free. They're fun. They're not fattening. And I don't overwhelm you in your email box every day.
Oh, I'm sure people appreciate that. SelenaZito.com. Thank you, Selena.
Thank you. Bye, Jesse.
I don't know. Is that crazy? She's the one. Here's the problem with Selena. Well, it's not a problem. It's a problem with me. Selena has for 3 or 4 years now been coming on the show, and she'll make these calls and these predictions, and so often they seem nuts, and they turn out to be true. Selena was the only one in the country, the only major journalist in the country, who said Donald Trump was going to beat Hillary Clinton. And everyone told her she was a nutball and an idiot and a loser, and she said, no, you don't walk the streets I walk. You don't hear what I hear. I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump's going to win. She thinks it might not be Biden or Trump. To me, that seems so unreal that that's not possible. But again, every time I say that about something Selena says, turns out to be true. That'd be crazy. All right. Well, anyway, let's move on. We have other things. We have the Pentagon celebrating something. We have eating bugs. We have emails. We have you and your self-defense. Do you have self-defense? And be honest with yourself. And I'm not pressuring you to go buy a gun right now. I'm not. You know my feelings on firearms. I love them. I support them. I want more of them. But what I'm telling you is reality. You or the person you love the most, if, God forbid, tonight you find yourself in the physical presence of a man, 200 pounds, has lived a life of violence, and he wants to hurt you badly, can you stop him? Can your daughter? Can your son? Can your mom? Your wife? Hero Defense Systems, they make hero guns, they make hero arrows. These are non-lethal, and they will save your life. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse gets you a special discount. State restrictions may apply.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and before we get back to all this, I have to play. Look, we have so much to get to. We have Dome, we have Fauci, Communist John Denver gave a testimony in front of Congress today. We have to talk about Office Space. We have all kinds of things, but in the Tucker stuff. But I wanted to get to this really quickly first. Sometimes, man, y'all bless me. This one says, "Dear vertically gifted Oracle, I wanted to let you know how much your words mean and are appreciated. I have 6 children, and my oldest I have raised to be a United States Marine as an 0352 stationed at Camp Horno. My 12-year-old daughter, who I get on the weekends, would listen to you as we drove home every Friday. I learned about a year ago that she listens to your podcast every night as she goes to bed. I was shocked and elated that she took that much interest in what you had to say. She attends school in a very liberal part of the city and is constantly bombarded with communist propaganda, so it comforts me to know that you are in her ear at night teaching the truth and dangers of society, acting as a remote dad with advice when I'm not there. Thank you for the work you do in these dangerous times. We must have each other's 6. His name is Bill, and he said, P.S., if you manage to get around to reading this, and I miss it, would you email so I can tell her to listen and maybe give her a few words of inspiration? Her name is Olivia. Chris, let's make sure we email this gentleman back, please. And Olivia, just wanted to let you know, it's hard when you're surrounded. And it's really hard when you're surrounded by crap. But you'll be better than all of them. In fact, you'll be one of the people we need to lead us. When you get out of that muck, you'll be one of the anti-communists we need in the future, and I'm freaking proud of you. That's impressive. There are a bunch of idiot things 12-year-olds can and do these days. I know, because I have 2 of them. So, good for you. That's freaking awesome, man. You should be proud of yourself. Chris, we're going to email that guy, right? We email that guy back. Thank you, sir. Now, enough of that. I'll just take a quick second on this. little update on the Tucker news, and you know we haven't been spending a ton of time on it, but a couple of high-up officials at the Pentagon were celebrating his departure from Fox. So Tucker would routinely warn, as we do, he would routinely warn about a very, very corrupt system that included an extremely corrupt military that is not protecting our warfighters, not supporting them, pushing all kinds of filth on them, and is rotting away beneath us. And he gets, well, who knows what happened. He leaves Fox News, and the Pentagon officials can't wait to run to the media and talk about how happy they are. And you guys think that's the kind of thing that's going to make us think the deep state stuff isn't real? That's the kind of thing that makes it real to everybody. The Pentagon is celebrating a Fox News host no longer being there. That is interesting, isn't it? Says about everything we need to know. All right, look, that's enough of that. Let's get to some words of wisdom before we get to this Office Space story. We all need a little levity, but we also need wisdom. We need words that will guide us through this life. I need them. You need them. We all need them. And so when I need words like that, I turn to Dome.
I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past, but the future.
Yeah. That's, I don't know about you, I'm going to take those words to bed with me tonight. I think that's the kind of guidance we need out there. Okay, briefly, really quickly, because I saw an article in the New York Times today about the Manhattan's office space problem. Now, what am I talking about? Well, there's a bunch of office space, a bunch of skyscrapers, and they're empty. Remember, those skyscrapers, they're made to have people in them. People build them. And then you're hoping to be able to charge people, whether it be people or businesses or both in some cases, charge them rent to rent it. But COVID altered our economy in so many terrible ways. And one of the terrible ways, you know, I hate this, although you probably love it. One of the really, truly horrible ways COVID altered our economy was it made work remote work. And businesses began figuring out, hey, all this overhead, this rent I'm paying in Manhattan, I don't have to pay it. We'll just do Zoom meetings and everyone can work from home and then I don't have to pay it. And you heard me, if you were listening back then, you heard me warn about this. And I'm very curious about what this is going to look like. Not next year, not tomorrow, but 50 years from now, I'm curious if I'll end up being right. I worry that COVID, as crazy as this sounds, may have affected the skylines of America's cities. Meaning, what if we don't build skyscrapers anymore? Because when we build them, people don't fill them, and then you don't get paid back all the money you spent to build them. What if America's cities in the future were shorter? Isn't that weird to think about? New York being shorter? Why do I need the new 50-story building so it can just sit empty? There's no point. I'll just go do something else with the money. And am I weird for liking the size of the cities? When I'm walking around New York, I like it. I think it feels awesome. It feels like I'm in our own modern version of the Roman Colosseum. Chris said I like special. That is true. Actually, that's exactly what it is. I like special. I like unique. I like that it pops. I like that you know when you're flying into New York. When you're flying in, you know it's New York City. You could be knocked out and wake up from a coma and look out the window. And unless you're John Fetterman, you'd know exactly where you were. You know what else I like? I like slipping into my Giza dream sheets every single night when the wife and I go to bed. You know that to this day, we've had Giza dream sheets. Gosh, we've had them for I don't know how long. To this day, though, we will comment on them every now and then. Once every week or two, one of us will just say, oh my gosh, these are the best freaking sheets. I love them, not just because they're soft. Obviously, they're extremely soft. I don't sweat. Man, I get hot at night, and you know how women are. That it's never cold enough in the room, and we have to have this down comforter that's made for the North Pole, so I can't have sheets that are too breathable. It's not possible. Giza Dream Sheets are the only thing that makes it so I don't daggone wake up and sweat. And right now they're on sale. Big sale. Lowest price ever. You can get them as low as $29.98 right now. Colors, styles, sizes, whatever you're looking for, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.